This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic is actually a tax memo which asks the following question: is sugar baby income, also known as prostitution income, taxable? Let's start with a definition. A sugar baby exchanges physical and emotional attention for cash and other compensation with a sugar daddy. This other compensation may take the form of property or gifts, the direct payment of the sugar baby's debts and living and other expenses. These sugar baby arrangements are usually between a college-aged woman and a much older, wealthy man. The sugar baby has bills they cannot pay, things they want to buy, and vacations they want to take, and the wealthier man wants physical attention from a much younger woman. The exchange of the sugar daddy's assets for physical access to the sugar baby is the substance of this transaction. This memo was created after I received a phone call from a 20-year-old female college student who found a sugar daddy on the website www.seeking.com. She was paid over $60,000 in cash from a sugar daddy so far this year, and he had paid over $20,000 of her college tuition. She asked me if she needed to report this $80,000 of income on her tax return. I believe that under the IRS substance over form doctrine, these arrangements would be deemed to be prostitution, and all proceeds would be taxable to the sugar baby. So I told her, yes, you have self-employment income. If these payments are not considered income to the sugar baby, the sugar daddy may have a tax liability as the amounts they are paying could be considered taxable gifts. It is possible to get gifts from another person, but in the USA that is limited to $15,000 per year in cash or property. Once you exceed this number, the cash or other value gifted is taxable to the person giving the gift. In my opinion, the payment of the sugar baby's bills would be considered compensation to her and at least a taxable gift if over $15,000 from the sugar daddy. Usually, the total cash and other compensation to a sugar baby greatly exceeds $15,000 per year. So both the sugar baby and sugar daddy have a potential tax problem. As these arrangements become more prevalent, I believe the IRS and state governments will come after both parties to collect the taxes they are owed. These arrangements make getting gainful employment a financial loss for the young woman as follows. Let's think about this scenario. A 22-year-old female recent college graduate, instead of getting a $25,000 per year job where she nets $20,000 after taxes, goes to one of the websites that connects young women with older wealthy men, and she finds a 70-year-old man who will pay her $40,000 a year to be his girlfriend, and she has zero taxes deducted. The 22-year-old female is actually netting twice what she could earn if she worked full-time. Of course, the trade-off is that she now has become a prostitute. She is making $40,000 in cash and gifts, and possibly in her debts or monthly bills being paid, but she is not paying any tax. So we can see now why the federal and state governments are going to be scrutinizing these transactions much more closely. More and more younger women are seeking arrangements, and there are countless much older men waiting to prey on them. Do you have questions or concerns on this or any other matter? Call me on 732-673-0510. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.